had a really interesting encounter just literally just moments ago, and was really struck by how, you know, my mind processes, you know, what people are saying to me or how they're relating to me in a certain way. It was comical. It literally was just incredibly funny, and I'm so grateful that I'm laughing at this. I went to a store and I was picking up some pet food, and I was coming back to the register, and there was three or four lanes, and this young lady was walking, you know, towards the registers, and I immediately defaulted to, and I don't know why, it probably doesn't really matter, but I went to the first register, you know, register number one, and I guess that was just, you know, for whatever reason, that's what I did. Well, they have lights, you know, on the numbers, and I know I, at 52 years old, I know this, and for some reason, I just was somewhere else, I guess. I just wasn't paying attention, and the lady walks up and she literally gets in the second lane and she's like, sir, I mean, and she sounded very irritated. And she was like, sir, I'm over here. That one's not open. And she just said it very coldly and, you know, with not any real respect or feeling. And it was so funny because that, you know, I'm so sensitive as a child. You know, that was one of the main things that I struggled with, in that I never, and I don't know why this is, and it doesn't really matter for the purposes of this, but I never wanted my mother to be angry at me. I never wanted to disappoint her. And so through my life, I have struggled greatly with a fear of people being angry at me. And I started working on that a lot, you know, over 20 years ago when I started practicing mindful coping and mindfulness practice. And have since feel like I have healed that, you know, pretty much. I guess we're never 100% there, but I'm definitely quite a ways along, and I'm grateful for that. You know, not to say that it is not a trigger for me, because it can be. You know, it's something that I have to be aware of. And I'm, you know, because I'm aware of that, when those, you know, situation like today happens. And it was so funny because it just got funnier. I mean, it literally got funnier. It was like a disaster that just kept getting worse. I get over there and I put the pet food down, and she's, you know, oh no, sir, you need to put this over here. And I, you know, I didn't understand why she said that. And she was just basically very, and there again, I may have been projecting this, and I realize that I'm very much this way, and that I will interpret, and I think we all do this to a certain degree, in that it's very easy for us to interpret or project. We actually can do both. We can interpret what we think people are really saying to us, or how they feel about us, based on what we hear in their, what they're saying, and the way that they're saying it, and the way that they're looking at us, or the way that they present themselves physically when they're communicating verbally with us. And then there is a tendency for, you know, once I believe that I know how someone feels and I know what they're trying to say to me, that I will project sometimes onto them, you know, I've decided I know how they feel without asking them how they feel. And so I make assumptions. And as you can see, when I slow this down enough where this is all happening, you know, much, much slower than it would in real life, you know, I notice the fact that she seems irritated with me. And then there's all sorts of triggers that I have about, you know, not wanting people to be angry at me, and self-esteem issues, and, you know, not thinking highly enough of myself. So I felt those triggers. I mean, I literally in real time felt those buttons being pushed that I talk about so much. I mean, that something rose up in me. But what's interesting about it was, is that I just suddenly, I felt the buttons being pushed, and I just immediately, almost immediately realized, okay, here we go. I mean, she sounds like she's unhappy with me for some reason. And the thing is, you know, when I take a deeper look at this, she may not have been unhappy with me at all. She may have been having a bad day. She may have had something really horrible happen. She might not be feeling good. She might be in the God forbid, maybe is in danger of losing her job. She could be losing her home. She, you know, someone she knows and loves could be ill. I mean, there's a, you know, if you start thinking about all the things, and what the reason why I'm saying this is, and I'm not saying that you necessarily want to sit there and consider all that in the moment, but I'm just making the point that I immediately realized that the way she was relating to me and the way she was communicating with me was pushing my buttons, and I realized why it was pushing my buttons. That's the beautiful part about mindfulness, is the more we work with these things and question the feelings that we have instead of believing them and giving energy to them and reacting to the way that we feel as a result of them, we can actually start to get more insight into why these certain things affect us this way. And what's really beautiful about this is that I was able to realize right away, like, oh my gosh, you know, she sounds very unhappy. And what's so funny about it is that even after I realized that, I was like, okay, this is, you know, this is me reacting. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to get hurt or offended, because I am the kind of person who even a stranger, you know, reacts in a way that's, you know, makes me feel like they're not happy with me for some reason, or I have failed them. I have my own, you know, baggage that I bring to the table, even in interactions with strangers. And I can walk away, and it can have the potential to ruin my entire day if I choose to do that. And what is so interesting about it is, and the funny part was, you know, okay, I already know she's unhappy with me, so I'm going to try to, quote unquote, behave and do what I need to do, because there's this whole dynamic going on, right? And as I'm relaxing and starting to kind of just laugh at myself for even remotely, you know, taking this seriously. Now, clearly, I want to be respectful to her. I mean, I want to be compassionate, and I'm sorry that she's having a bad day, but I know that I can't fix it for her. I can't change it. All I can do is do the best I can in the moment. And what's so interesting is that, you know, she's ringing up the thing, and I have this habit, and I realize this too, but it's a mindless habit. I have a tendency to swipe my card before it says, you know, ready to swipe the card. And so as I take my card out and I'm running it through the scanner, she's like, wait, hold on, not yet, not yet. And she's like screaming at me. And it was amazing, because as those words came out of her mouth, I didn't even have to think about it. I knew automatically, because I had practiced being mindful and being aware in the moment, okay, and it would have been so easy for me to go, oh my gosh, I've screwed up even more. I've made even more mistakes. You know, what am I doing? What's wrong with me? Why can't I do this right? I mean, there's all these things we can say to ourselves. And yet I realized in the moment I was able to just laugh at myself. Now, I'm not happy about the fact that I caused her any sort of pain or difficulty. That was not my intention, but I really didn't mean to do it. I was just being mindless. And that, even to me, is even more interesting, in that I could be both mindful and mindless all in the same instance, all in the same situation. And that happens sometimes. And then there again, I'm not going to beat myself up for that. It's just that, you know, I literally looked right at her with a smile on my face. I said, hey, I'm really, really sorry. I apologize if this caused you any stress. I'm just a little out of sync today. I just am not firing on all cylinders, something. And I realize these are, you know, just silly euphemisms, you know, that we use here, but it's just, you know, I just wasn't really all here for some reason. But the beautiful part is I was here enough to realize what was happening, because I really could have taken this very personally. I could have walked out of there feeling like, you know, just, you know, what is wrong with me? Can I, you know, get my act together? I mean, what, you know, what, why am I being this way? What is wrong with me? Is there something, you know, I start thinking there's something wrong, and it just kind of branches out from there and it takes on a life of its own. But instead, I felt like, you know, this is where mindfulness in the moment, where it's really happening, helps, because I could see, I could feel the buttons being pushed, literally. I mean, not exactly, I know, you know, but I'm saying just figuratively, I could feel those triggers going off, and I could feel myself starting to replay those childhood patterns, you know, the things that have, you know, that stay with me even today at 52 years old. And this could have been something that I could have literally taken this experience and taken it and carried it with me into the rest of my day and felt inadequate into anything else. I mean, I have, you know, conference calls later today and meetings. And I mean, I could take this stuff with me into those encounters today. Any of my personal relationships or friendships or acquaintances or business contacts or business relationships. I mean, I could have carried this with me and felt completely inadequate all day today. But I can remember that this is just me reacting to something. Yes, you know, would she probably have appreciated me being a little bit more mindful and being a little more aware of my surroundings from a visual standpoint? Could I have made some better decisions? And you know, but I realize you know, it's not up to me to make her day better. I mean, I know at the end of the day she has to choose how she reacts. And see, that's the whole other flip side of this is, you know, she and I both have, you know, our own part. It's a 50-50 partnership. I've got my 50% of how I react and how I respond. She has hers too. I can't affect hers. I can't, you know, it's not my, it's really not my business at all. All I can do is deal with my own business and with my 50%, with my half of this. And if I can remember that as it's happening, I will suffer potentially so much less. And it's just amazing. This is just a silly story. I mean, it literally is just an everyday garden variety thing that happens to us in life. And yet these things have the potential to completely change the way we feel about ourselves for a period of time, and can very negatively impact our quality of life and increase our stress levels. So it's one of those things that the mindfulness practice, you know, it's an always on awareness that we just continue to take this with us throughout our day. And it really does work, and it really does benefit us. And we don't have to sit still on a cushion or, you know, do anything in particular other, you know, in the moment as we live our lives. Yes, it does help to practice and get into a regular practice where we stop and let our minds just do what they do. And we practice watching our minds more effectively and being aware of what's happening, so that when it does happen in real life, we've got a much better chance of catching ourselves before we, you know, go off the deep end and find ourselves inflicting a lot of needless suffering on ourselves. It's good to know that it really does work, you know, in the seemingly small things in life, as well as the big things in life and everything in between. It really does work.